Sometimes you need a third party to help you figure a debate out with your boothang.
That's right.
It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly, and that's happening with a fan member that sent you a message, Holly.
Yes, and we will call her Carrie.
Carrie.
I didn't ask if I can actually use her real name or not, so we're going to not. This is fan member Carrie. And I really enjoyed her message because it's got lots of capitalization for the important parts.
Nice.
And emojis. So
emphasize.
This is Carrie's query. I've been living with my boyfriend for 2 years now. So keep that in your mind. We lived together. Last night, I used his bath towel because I didn't have one there. Mind you, the towel was fresh, only used once. He uses the towel for about 4 days before washing it. Leave your judgment panties off for this, please.
I'm going to try.
I'm sure a lot of people use a towel for multiple days.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
How do you have that many towels? Anyway.
You wash them.
This is
not everyone's a washing
This is not the point of this question.
Right, right, right.
Okay?
Keep going.
He always takes a morning shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that a new towel was hanging up this morning when I got up. He literally said nothing to me last night about it, just watched me dry myself off. And then when I asked if that towel was for me, he just paused and smiled and said, no, but it was for me, but I could use that towel from now on. So let me just give this to you straight. So she's taking a nighttime shower, used his towel that had been used prior once, hung it back up. When she woke up the next morning and went to the bathroom, realized that he had put a new towel out for himself. And when she was like, is that, I thought that was your towel that you were going to keep using. He said, no, you can keep that one now.
Mm.
This is where the capital letters come in.
Oh, this is good.
He wants to be all in my goodies any time of the day, but I can't use his towel when I'm fresh and clean out of the shower? Is that wrong for using his towel? If I could get some help from Tampa Bay, that would be great. So, was Carrie wrong to use her boyfriend's towel? Because apparently he's like, can't use that one anymore.
877-999-1015. Is it gross to use the same towel as your boothang when you all have obviously done everything
all
else?
All the things.
Right. And all of a sudden it's like, ooh. I'm actually going to have to side with Carrie's boyfriend.
Are you serious?
Because there is just something about it. I can't describe it.
Okay.
That just, to me, it's like using the same toothbrush. It's like, yes, we've swapped spit. We've, you know, yes.
You haven't had to use the same toothbrush before?
No.
Oh, come on.
I would rather use my fingers or just mouthwash. I would
not. I ain't going to get all the plaque off your teeth. No, tell you that right now.
I'm spending the rest of my life with my fiance, and I would never use this toothbrush.
That even in an emergency?
Nope, I just use mouthwash.
Okay. That won't do anything. Might as well just chew gum.
Nope, that's just gross.
Okay.
Scott?
I say it's completely okay. Sometimes I use my girlfriend's towel and I'm like, you know what? This is kind of nice. It's a much cleaner body than I am. So I don't see the problem at all, especially, again, you're getting all the goodies. You can't use the towel? Like, it's no big deal. As long as it's dry. Like, if it's a little damp still, I can't use it. Then it throws me off. I don't get all weird in my brain. But if it's a dry towel, yeah, I'll use it. No big deal. I mean, I'd rather we have our two individual towels.
Right.
But if push comes to shove and I need to use your towel, I'm going to use your towel. And honestly, it's probably going to smell better. I'm going, aw, smells like boo.
I know where Holly stands on this, I'm sure.
What did you just look at me like that for?
I bet you're okay with this, aren't you?
It's not that I agree with it totally. But do I use whatever towel is in the vicinity? Yes, I do. I don't search it out.
Mm-hmm.
But what am I going to do? Dripping wet. Ignore his towel in favor of running naked, dripping through the hall to get a new one?
Well, that sounds fun, too.
That's what I would do.
No! And I have, unfortunately, had to use his towel when it was slightly damp. And that weirds me out.
That does weird,
I don't like
it.
I don't like it because I'm like, it's not even absorbent enough. So I don't like that. But
877-999-1015. Is it gross to use the same towel as your boothang? Paula Bullock on the at Hot 101.5 and at Miguel and Holly on Twitter. Mm. She said, I'm with you, Miguel Fuller. I've been married for years and I can't share the same towel. Mine as well. You might as well just share the same washcloth as well.
Oh, no,
okay,
you can't
that's
use
different.
The same washcloth.
No, because then you're the actually washcloth. Washing the yeah. towel. The towel is just drying. You're already clean.
Clean, yeah, no.
The washcloth that gets all of it.
Gross.
All right,
Juliana in Tampa. Is it okay or not okay to use the same towel as your boothang?
It's completely okay. I don't understand why this guy is making such a big deal. Like, you come out of the shower and you're already clean. So yep. technically, the towel is clean no matter what.
So, Miguel?
So I don't, he's just, I'm on Holly. I'm with Holly on this one. Because yeah. it's like, dude, you're weird for that, bro. Like,
Miguel, you're weird.
Okay, I would like you to know, I just looked up online real quick.
Yeah.
What?
And it says, is sharing towel, should you share the same towel as your partner? And it says, it is something that most couples wouldn't think twice about doing, but research suggests that sharing a towel with your partner could spread harmful bacteria, according to research.
No
about
way.
Half of couples share
so
towels.
So could get in the goodies.
Right?
I'm reading what the researcher said, okay?
Is that like sharing it? Like, y'all have one towel in your home, and you always, like, we're talking about, like, every now and then,
every
I'm sure.
Now, it's an emergency.
Juliana, thank you so much for your phone call. Eliza in Lando Lakes, okay or not okay to use the same towel as your boothang?
It's not okay to use the same towel because that's spreading bacteria, like you were saying, and I have two younger siblings, and I know if they touch my towel, I get very, very upset at them because don't be wiping your stuff on my towel.
Ooh, got real nervous.
I got real nervous right there.
Oh, boy. It's almost like my heart dropped.
No, I agree with
you, Eliza.
I feel
like that's a different thing, though, because, like, I would never use my brother's towel.
Oh,
yeah, that's true. I wouldn't use my brother's towel, but I also know my brother. Like, I'm definitely not going to use his towel.
I'm just not going to use my brother's towel.
Thank you so much for your phone call. Scott, we've lived together now for 2.5 years almost,
yeah.
and we've been living in very, very close quarters the past 3 or 4 months in Largo. Have you ever used one of my towels or my fiance's towels by accident?
Yeah, absolutely. I've used yours, and I use your hand towel sometimes to wipe my chin when toothbrush, like, paste gets on it. Yeah, I mean, if we're just going to be open and honest here, this is an open conversation. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's there.
And I don't care, but, you know.
I mean, I'm just, it's there. Especially that hand towel that sits there. It's like, sometimes I'm like.
Well, isn't the hand towel for everybody?
Well, that's what you think, but it's definitely Miguel's towel. He has those nice plush towels.
Your hands, not your mouth.
Well,
what is the difference?
I don't want your mouth germs on my hand towel.
What do you put a towel in your mouth?
Dry off the tongue. No, I don't put it in my mouth. But sometimes your towel's hanging behind me, and if I already have a towel wrapped around my waist, and I'm like, all right, I got to, you know, keep my hair dry or something, or, you know, I just give it a little wipe here and there. Maybe the pits. The pits.
Towel's a towel.
Sometimes continue to stay dry.
You need
wet.
To move out immediately.
Oh, my
immediately.
God.
Immediately. Ashley in Spring Hill, I'm so afraid if what says on the call screen is true. Ashley, what's going on in your house, girl?
In my house, sometimes it's, you know, even me and my kids will share a towel. It's like, all right, I got 5 seconds before you're having a meltdown. Mm. Let's hurry up and go get changed. I mean, I'm such very busy with these two small children. And, like, if hubby and I get to take a shower together and we're just, you know, having our talk time because we don't have kids with us and we can actually have a conversation. And if there's one towel, he'll dry off. There, here you go. All right, dry off. All right, got to get back to the kids.
Ashley's just trying to keep her head above water in her household, okay?
Okay.
She's
not
worried about towels.
Yes.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
If you are in the shower together and you're having alone time and y'all are just having some parent conversations in the shower.
Yeah.
Parent.
Okay, I can understand it at one instance. You're just, but then if you're doing it, I'm going to just pat dry. I'm not going to, like, rub your dead skin cells into my skin. I just can't do it.
That's why you do the body scrub while you're in the shower to rub off the dead skin cells. You got to know how to bathe.
Yeah.
Come on, Miguel.
Sleeping
learn how to bathe.
In the same bed. You
for
don't
real.
Think those dead skin cells
exactly.
are floating up in your nose holes?
And I've been with them for 15 years, you know, so it's like, yeah whatever, you know.
Yeah,
like part of you at this point. See, there you go.
No, his skin cells are not on my skin
cells. Oh, I bet they are occasionally.
All up in there, in your ear, floating around in the liquid in your eyeball, coming out your mouth right now.
Thank you so much for your phone call.
Oh, Miguel.
Oh, I know.
I am so grossed out right now.